Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line is councillor for the city of Johannesburg, Aura Fiss. She is the councillor for the Greater Glenhazel district, and we're going to be chatting to her about this rollout. 7 minutes past eight. Aura, a very, very good morning, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning, Howard. Absolute pleasure. We're very excited about this initiative, and we are hoping that the Jewish community does get behind it.
Right. Well, obviously, it's not simple, and it is asking them to dig deep, isn't it?
Absolutely. We saw that there was a massive hole when it came to testing, and we did need to deeply impact the community, and we thought that this is the most effective way of doing it.
And why is it that we're starting off in, you know, because those sensitive to sort of Jewish and anti-Semitic issues would argue that, well, you know, we are a little bit of a soft target, most of us being slightly or more than slightly overweight. But why is it that you're starting outside our areas within Kosher World, Frangelica's, you know, all of the places very well known for carbohydrates?
We did find that, you know, we would like the testing to be done in a way that is mostly, you know, in accordance with Kosher rules. So, you know, because of the strict of the testing, we thought that that would be the most appropriate place. Also, very convenient. Shabbos shopping and a swab.
It is a nice idea. Do the swabs, I mean, I know you're, I mean, this is not really your field. We do need to talk to one of the local rabbis about it. But, I mean, do you know if the swabs need to be kosher certified?
So we are currently in talks with the rabbis, and they will actually, they are getting back to us and letting us know. They are doing testing of their own, apparently, and will let us know, do we need a mashgiach on site, because if we do, we absolutely will implement it.
Right, right. And has this been met with any resistance?
Absolutely, Howard. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of resistance in terms of the vaccine as well, and in terms of this type of testing, but we do want it to be as convenient as possible, hence the drive-by, drop your rods, anal swab.
Is that going to be the campaign, drop your rods?
Drop your rods, easy peasy.
Say again? Drop your rods?
Drop your rods. Easy peasy.
Drop your rods, easy peasy. Very, very nice. The other question, of course, that one I asked our listeners, they didn't give me their thoughts on it, but I'd like yours. Obviously, we were told that all the postings on social media of our frontline workers getting vaccinated, moment of penetration of the vaccines all over social media. Apparently it's to encourage us, those of us who apparently need encouraging, not that we can even get the vaccine, but that's apparently an aside, to encourage us to go out and get the vaccine should that exist in our world, which it doesn't. Do you foresee this being a new social media trend where people are going to be posting their selfies and signs with "I've just been swabbed, blessings, so grateful"? What do you see happening?
Absolutely, Howard. We are actually encouraging people to take photos, upload into social media, hashtag been swabbed. This is, you know, and we are just hoping that it does catch on in the community. You know, we're hoping it's the only thing that catches on.
As I would imagine.
So hopefully it will encourage members to go and get tested. Drop the rod.
Easy peasy. Well, Anonymous says, is the anal swabbing at shuls not an attempt by the OS to get more people to come to shul more often? We may even start praying five times a day, like the Muslim community. I guess, you know, that is a reality.
That's totally a reality. Obviously, we are not, you know, involved in the
community.
Spiritual side of the testing, but that's definitely could be a side effect.
Right. And yeah, and obviously we'll check in with you to see how this is going. That is Councillor Aura Fiss, Councillor for the City of Johannesburg, Glen Hazel District. We've been chatting about the rollout of anal swabbing test stations throughout Johannesburg and Glen Hazel, starting off as we have done in Kosher World.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.